This is Garden City Community College Bronkbusters Coaches Show, a chance to visit with Bronkbusters coaches and athletes live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Here's your host, the voice of the Bronkbusters, Cal Friedman.
Welcome back into the Garden City Community College Coaches Show here on Thursday, February 15th. Hope everyone's having a good day. Almost to the weekend here, and we're getting close to baseball season. Doesn't feel like baseball season yet, but the Bronkbusters are now 4 days away from their home opener. And we open up tonight's show with a couple of student athletes. Nick Barber and Brett Barber are both here tonight. Guys, how are we doing?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So it doesn't feel like baseball season, but you guys have been playing in Colorado. Does it get cold for you guys during these games?
Oh, yeah. It gets so cold and it gets windy just like it does here in Garden City.
Yeah. Does it carry out?
Oh, it carries a lot farther than it does.
A lot farther.
Yeah. A lot farther out in Denver.
So let me ask this. Home opener for you guys on Monday. We were just talking about music a little bit off air. What are your guys' walk-up songs for the season? Whoever wants to start can go.
Ooh, mine's a song by Travis Scott.
Okay.
It's
is it off Utopia or is it?
It's an old one. It's off his like first album.
See, that's what I like to hear.
Album. That's a good song.
Mm-hmm. It's off Rodeo.
Yeah, it's Drugs You Should Try It.
Okay, that's pre Rodeo, but yes.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs.
See, he knows what's up. He knows more than me.
Brett?
Mine is it's an unreleased Juice WRLD song. It's called Burn. There's a real version out on Spotify, but mine is not that version. Mine's on SoundCloud. It's a lot better version.
Okay, yeah. Y'all got taste then. Yeah. So let me ask this. You two led off the season hitting 1-2. Were you two used to hitting next to each other throughout growing up? Nick, I'll start with you.
Yeah, so all throughout high school, I was always one hole. He was always two hole. And that's how we linked up. And I'm a base dealer, so he's able to get deep into counts and take pitches while I steal the bags if I get on. And then we're able to score and generate runs like that. So, yeah, I'm used to it.
Brett, are there any opportunities that feel extra important when Nick's in scoring position?
So when Nick's leading off and I'm two hole, I got to take some pitches so he can get into the scoring position. That doesn't always work in my favor, but I do like him going. We've kind of come to a conclusion that I'm swinging at anything if it's a strike. So if we get it turned into a double play, it turns into a double play. No biggie, but you know, nowadays it's just we're getting better at it.
Hey, I like the mentality.
Yeah.
What was baseball like in Colorado? Like, what was the competition?
So we, over the 4 years we were in there, so obviously, it got better as years went on. The amount of kids that went out Division One increased every single year we were there.
Okay.
And I remember our senior year, we played like maybe six, seven Power Five arms that we saw, pitchers that all went Power Five.
Yeah.
And so our senior year, we saw some good competition.
Who was the best guy you've ever played against?
In high school?
Yeah.
His name is Chase Jaworski. He was drafted in the sixth round.
I've heard of him.
Chase Jaworski, sixth round to the Texans.
Astros.
Texans play football.
Rangers, Texas Rangers, my fault.
You're good.
I was thinking Texas Rangers, my fault. He was drafted to the Astros, and when he came to our place down at Cherokee Trail High School, he hit, I think, 3 home runs against us that game.
Jeez.
He was an animal.
I want to know you guys a little more off the field. Have you two always been really competitive against each other?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask. I'll start with Nick. Where did you guys get most fierce?
I'm sorry, what did you say again?
Where did you guys get like most fiercely competitive?
Oh, definitely on the basketball court.
Really?
I know we're baseball players, but it's definitely on the basketball court, and it's always a one-on-one. We always play a little game, and it's always a fight. We always end up fighting.
Who's got the winning record?
Me.
Not even a question.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that.
Okay.
No.
I appreciate that on the list. I want to ask this, a couple of which ones. Which one of you is more likely to sleep through a morning workout?
Oh, him.
No. Him. Oh, yeah, definitely me.
I'm Brett? Okay.
I was on a recruiting visit this fall down in Michigan, and my flight was at 4:30, so the head coach of Oakland University, he was on the way to come pick me up, and he called me, and I was 10 minutes late for when I was supposed to meet him down at the shuttle area, and thank God he called me because I did not set my alarm, so I'd have been stuck in Michigan all week.
So you were in Oakland?
I was in Rochester, right outside of Detroit.
Okay. I went to Rochester, Minnesota, not Rochester, Michigan, so
okay.
I thought this was mixed up. Which one of you is better with money?
Me. I am. Yeah.
Okay.
We had a summer job this summer, and he never went to it, and I did, and I'm all the financial guy, so.
Where'd you work?
I was a lifeguard.
All right.
Yeah.
Big money we're talking right
now. I was a lifeguard too.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't work as much as he did.
Yeah.
Got it. Makes sense. Which one of you spends more time on social media?
Definitely him.
Yeah, probably me.
100%
yeah.
Him.
Where are you on most?
Always on TikTok.
Okay.
It's just you can start scrolling and you get lost and I don't
see. I just got off of TikTok for that exact reason, but I am in that exact same spot going into this year. So let me get back to baseball for a second. So you two both played at Cherokee Trails High School. Your current teammate, Kalen Bing, also played with you guys. When did you guys first become friends?
Sixth grade.
Okay.
So we've been buddies forever. Me and him, it started off in Miss Shaver's class, social studies class, sixth grade. And we created a handshake like the first day, and we have the same one ever since.
Can I see it real quick?
It's like this. It's just boom, boom. Boom. It's easy. This, that.
And then oh, that's clean.
Snap. No, it's clean. We were sixth graders. So.
I can't snap, but that is clean. Okay, got it. So you guys played baseball throughout middle school and high school?
Yeah. So, like, he was always on a really competitive travel ball team. We didn't have the money for that, so we just stayed in our little area. And then when high school came, we just played high school ball until senior year. We played with the Colorado Recruits. That was our first, like, year, really good year of club baseball and seeing good competition. Other than that, we stayed together throughout high school.
That's awesome. Brad, I want to go to you for a second. You guys had mentioned that your brother also plays. So your whole family's played baseball is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, so my dad was a big basketball guy. He played at Metropolitan State University out in Denver for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But all three of my brothers, we've all gotten into baseball. And Jake, number one, he came here back in 2018 to 2020, the COVID year, and he absolutely loved it. He had all good things to say about it, so that's what piqued me and Nick's interest to come here.
What's your favorite part about Denver?
Ooh, the mountains. I mean, that's the one thing I miss
just
the most.
The view.
Yeah,
it's always there.
I went to Colorado Springs with our high school teams. Keep in mind, I'm from Florida. I've never really seen mountains before. That was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, it's awesome. The view is insane.
You guys hike a lot?
No, we're not big hikers. It's just like we ski and snowboard. That's one of our things. That's about it, though.
Okay, so I'm hearing that basketball is the big thing between you guys. But what is your favorite thing to do besides baseball, besides athletics? Nick, I'll start with you.
Friends, my boys are. That's it. Like if I'm not with family, which I'm with family a lot, I'm also with my friends a lot when I'm back home. So if I'm not doing anything else, I'm with them and just chopping it up and all that.
Favorite things to do with them?
Oh boy. It's a number of things. It's always outdoor activities. So, like, we can play spike ball. Yeah, spike ball. Volleyball. Sand volleyball. That's probably.
Yes,
I love
beach volleyball is fun. Yeah. Brad, I'll ask the same thing.
It's a tough one. I really like hanging out with my boys, too, as well. We got the same friends. So, it's wherever he is, I'm basically there.
Gotcha.
When it gets wintertime, though, I really enjoy snowboarding. My older brother named Dylan. He's a big snowboard guy. He's a little different than we are, but he takes us snowboarding as much as he can, and I have a blast doing it.
That's awesome. If you're just joining in here on the Garden City Community College Coach Show, we're talking with baseball student athletes Nick and Brett Barber. So you two were both mentioning that your brother had played here at the community college, but was there another reason you wanted to come here? Brett, I'll start with you.
So I wasn't the biggest guy coming out of high school, so I felt like junior college was the best route to go if I wanted to go play Division I, because my dream was always to go play Division I, and I thought that Garden City was the best place to do so. I had a few other offers outside of high school to other junior colleges, but the cities that they were in just didn't seem fitting for me, so Garden City was the best option.
When did you realize you wanted to play D1 growing up?
Oh, youngest age. Ever since we watched my older brother play. Because their mentalities were, and the coaches' mentalities that they had, they were D1, 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 and that's all I wanted to do. And the amount of, you know, people that look at you if you're Division I, it's awesome.
You watch D1 when you have time?
Oh, yeah.
So who's your guys' team in the Denver area?
So we're actually committed to go play Division I baseball up at University of Northern Colorado.
Awesome.
So,
congratulations.
Thank you. So that's our team.
Perfect. Okay. Well, that makes it easy enough for me. Nick, I'll go to you. What made you want to come back to Garden City for a second year?
We didn't get very many looks right out of freshman year. I mean, both Brett and I don't mean want to sound too cocky. We had good stats, but still not the biggest bunch. And we needed to come back for another fall, and that's where we got all of our looks from. I mean, I got a few looks from High Point and Angelo State down in San Angelo, Texas. And I knew I needed to perfect my craft before I get to the next level, because that's different ball out there. And when you go play Georgia in a midweek, you're going to see a 96 arm. So you got to get ready for that. And I knew I wasn't ready for that. And now I'm starting to get ready for it and do all the mental things to get prepared for next year.
If there was one place you really would want to go play college baseball, like at a neutral site, where would you want to go?
Omaha. I want to go play in Omaha at the College World Series.
Yeah, that's the best answer for it. Brett? Yeah.
I mean, that's College World Series. That's where you want to be. But if I had to choose one school, I'd probably have to say either Oregon or Wake Forest.
Okay. Yeah,
those are the two schools that I'd really like to play for.
Wake is small. Like, their ballpark is small.
I heard that. I heard it was small. Yeah,
I didn't go there with Miami, but, like, I'd seen their team play. You know what the scariest thing is? Let me go on a quick tangent for a second. We were playing Wake Forest in AC semifinals, and our guys are, like, locked in, ready to go. Their guys are, like, screaming like they're, like, five-year-old kids, like, 2 hours before the game, and they're all playing, like, football and stuff like that. It is the scariest thing you've ever seen because you know how good they are, and they don't look like they take anything seriously.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of respect for Wake. Yeah. Okay, you were alluding to the stats a little bit, and you're not wrong. You guys both did have very good stats last year. So, Nick, I believe if I had it right, your brother led the team in stolen bags last season.
He did.
Now you lead the team with 10.
Yes.
What's the motivation for that?
So last year, I'm not going to get thrown any excuses. I had a shoulder injury. So, as you can see from the stats, I DH'd for like almost half the season. Mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed to slide head first, so I didn't give any bags. This year, my goal is to get on base as much and try to put pressure on the defense. If they throw me out, hats off to them. If they don't, go get the bag.
But talk me through it. 10 swipes in 7 games. What's been working early?
Pitchers are not as smart as I think that I used to think they were. Pitchers who lift up, like who don't slide step, it's a green light all day. Even if the catcher has a plus pop time, if they don't slide step, I got the bag all day.
All right, good to know. You look into a lot of like what their catcher's numbers are.
Yeah, so like I'm a yes guy. When the pitcher is a 1-4, anything over 1-4, I'm going. Catcher's a 2-2. Yeah, so anything between there, if it's above a 2-2 and above a 1-4, I'm going all day, and I can get that bag if I get a good jump. If I don't, shut it down and try it again.
Have you always been really confident on the baseball field because you sound it right now?
Yes, for the most part, yeah.
Where does that come from with you?
My older brother, he used to beat the crap out of us, so I used to just, you know, have to have a hard head. And also Brett, he also tries to talk down on me, and if someone can get under your skin like that, then it's worthless. So you got to be cocky. You have to chip on your shoulder.
Brett, is that true?
Yeah, I think Nick is a little too cocky sometimes. So I'm always there to humble him as much as I can. But it's good. Good baseball players are always confident.
Okay, baseball is known, especially in the college level, for guys having good chirps. You've got the best chirps in your family.
Ooh, I would say me. I would disagree with that. Who would you say? Jake's got some good chirps. Jake's just creative.
True.
Jake's just
I would
creative.
Probably say Jake as well. Older brother Jake.
Okay, got it. Brett, let me ask you this. You led the team with 18 doubles last season. What goes into your approach at the plate?
So,
yeah, 18. That's a lot.
At the plate, I mean, just middle backside. That's my approach I have all the time. Get the fastball. Try not to get deep in counts. And right now that's kind of setting me back because I'm swinging at bad pitches. So I'm putting the ball in play right now, but I'm not putting it in hard, it's getting me in trouble. As you can see, the batting average says it all. But being confident in the box is the key thing. And if I'm confident, I'm seeing the balls deep, and I'm seeing the pitches well, I'm seeing the off speed well, and that's kind of my approach.
Nah, that's the circle break. That's just how baseball is from time to time. Out of curiosity, what's the worst funk you've ever been on?
Right now.
Right now?
Yep.
Got it.
Right now, this is last year I had like a 3-for-17 span. That was a bad one.
It's not even that bad.
I know, but right now it's I'm not hitting as well as I want to be.
Okay. So. It's below 200 than the 3-for-17.
Oh yeah.
No, it's not great for a slump. You closed the season last year, however, you had hits in 18 of your final 19 games.
Oh my god.
Where'd you feel you matured the most?
That's a good question. I haven't thought much about it.
Probably pitch selection.
Pitch selection, but I also saw off speed very well. And a big part of my season last year was I didn't miss the fastball. Whenever they threw me the fastball, I hammered it and I hit it hard. And that was a big part of my success is I did not miss that fastball whenever they threw it to me.
See, Nick, you're going to negotiate really well in a couple of weeks from now. Let me talk through you guys as a team. You're getting to play your home opener on Monday against Southeast. For those listening, what's exciting about this group? Brett, let me start with you.
So we went down to Amarillo College last weekend, and in my opinion, that's a top 25 team in the country easily, offensively and pitching wise. They're a top 25 team, and I know 2 weeks ago they split with Johnson County, and that's a top 5 team in the country. And we took it to them. We played very well, in my opinion. We made some mistakes, but Coach O said it best. We're 12 pitches away from turning that into a whole new game in our favor. So we're right there. We still got some work to do. We got a lot of work to do, but Southeast should be a pretty good test for us.
Nick, same question. What are some things that stand out about this group for your eyes?
This group, I would just say, compared to last year, the talent level is remarkably better, but mentally we're worse. Like, they're a big group of guys, but we need to lock in the mental side. If we can lock in the mental side, the sky's the limit for our team.
Got it. I'm going to be listening to drugs. You should try it right after I finish this interview. Guys, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having us.
That is Nick Barber and Brett Barber joining us here on the Garden City Community College Show. We come back, we will have head baseball coach Josh Aller here on 99.9 The Rock.